Services and products as advertised on the Doctor's Orders radio show do not necessarily constitute any type of endorsement by Dr. Kip Van Camp.
This is the Doctor's Orders radio show with Dr. Kip Van Camp. Dr. Kip is a practicing physician with over 25 years experience and three different board certifications in the world of medicine. Dr. Kip's general medical knowledge coupled with his overall credentials enable him to make difficult medical discussions easy for you to understand. Husband, dad, radiologist, professor, author, sought-after speaker, medical talk show host, Botox injector, and all-around nice guy. Here's Dr. Kip.
Welcome to Doctor's Orders. Have you ever known a couple that was having difficulty conceiving, or have you ever known someone who could get pregnant but couldn't carry the pregnancy to term? It's no fun for these folks. They desperately want children, and they'll go to great lengths to get them. Just imagine the stress this can have on a marriage. My guest today is Dr. Dan Gelbach. As you'll see, Dr. Dan's credentials make him the right guy to shed some light on this stressful topic. Dr. Gelbach started out as a cadet at the U.S. Military Academy, West Point. He completed his medical school and his residency in OBGYN at the University of Kansas, and then completed his fellowship in endocrinology at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, Maryland. Dan's been a guest on Doctor's Orders before, and when he was the guest before, we discussed infertility in women. But today we're going to take the infertility discussion in a different direction. We'll discuss infertility in men today. We'll look at what's the man's part in this whole infertility problem. We'll try and sort out some of the myths from the facts, like do boxer shorts really work and why or why not? We'll consider stress and see what Dr. Dan thinks about the effect of stress on a couple who's trying to get pregnant. Who knows, we might even explore how to put some spice back into the bedroom. We'll see. So even if infertility isn't a problem you or your spouse faces, I think you'll still want to stay tuned. You might hear something useful. Also, I've received a couple of emails this week asking some very interesting questions, so we'll attempt to answer these thoughts throughout the show, or these questions throughout the show. Now, if you'd like to send me a question or a comment anytime, any place, you can go to drkip.com. Wherever you have internet access, go to drkip.com, fill out the Doctor's Orders medical questionnaire, or you can call our toll-free number 24/7 and leave me your questions or your comments, and I'll be in touch. Give me a call at 855-2-DR-KIP. That's 855-237-5477. Who knows? You might even be our next guest. Well, Dan, welcome back to Doctor's Orders. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
I learned so much the last time, so I know I'm going to learn a whole bunch again today. Now, we're going to get right into the show. Our show is 42 minutes long, so we'll get right into the show here. All right. The first question for you today. We're going to be taking a look at male infertility, and it seems, I've noticed this in my own practice, it seems we often put the onus on the woman. But that's not the way that we should really think about this medical problem, is it? It's not really a woman's problem.
That's correct. It's a couple's problem.
And so what do you do? How do you get the man involved?
Well, I try to meet with a couple as a couple together at the beginning, just because male infertility is so common. In fact, we estimate that at least 40 to 50% of all couples are going to have some degree of a male factor involved, and we want to find that out right away. All too often, I see couples that may start into treatments before the husband even has a semen analysis, and then they find out that's where the main problem lies.
So we need to break this down into the most basic parts, male and female, and we need to first, isn't it true that looking at the male problems that can occur in infertility is probably the quickest and cheapest?
It's definitely the least invasive. For men, the basic test is a semen analysis, and that's performed in the physician's office, or the best place is in a reproductive laboratory. That's where not only will a sperm count be determined, but also the sample will be looked at in terms of the volume, the motility, the degree of motility, the shape of the sperm, whether they're present, white blood cells, signs of infection, things such as that.
So the first place to start is a semen analysis.
Correct.
Do you even break it down before that? Do you say, let's first ask the question, are you even having intercourse?
Well,
do you even go to that level to, has it already passed that point by the time they come to you?
No, that's just a part of the full history that we get, because we look at not only frequency of intercourse, but timing, We look at stress factors. We look at medications that may interfere with sperm production. We look at past histories of surgeries, injuries that may have occurred during athletics. All of these have impacts upon sperm counts.
You know, I mean, that makes some sense to me. Have you ever had a case where someone, where a couple came into the clinic and they said, or to the reproductive center, and maybe they were referred by their primary care physician, or maybe they heard an advertisement or saw you somehow, or a friend told them about you and they came in? Have you ever had it be so easy that you found out that they just weren't even having intercourse at the right time? Has that ever happened?
I'd say uncommonly. I think most couples, even though they're concerned about timing, if couples are having regular intercourse, they're going to be having intercourse around ovulation time.
Okay.
So I think the ones that maybe for medical reasons may not be having intercourse very often, you know, they know that. And those are situations where usually we can help very easily.
I was hoping, I know there are a lot of men out there that listen, I was hoping you were going to say the answer is you got to have intercourse this frequent. And that would solve a lot of men's questions. That's how we put that spice back in the bedroom I mentioned.
Very good. Yeah, I get asked to write that prescription sometimes, but that's not always the best for fertility.
That's not the solution. No. Well, what about men not being compliant? I know in my own experience over the years in medicine that men are some of the least compliant patients. How do you get past that with men?
Well, again, this is a very much a couple's issue. And so we want both the male and the female to be equally committed. And it is true that sometimes maybe one of the partners may not be as interested in having a child as the other. But I stress to them that this is something we all have to work at together. And evaluating the male is just as important as evaluating the female.
Now, we're focusing on the male today, and we're talking about the various treatments. So We've mentioned a semen analysis. So the couple comes in, you do a very thorough history with them, talking about their sexual history. And then you talk about the male genitalia and have they had any trauma or any injury? Have they had any previous cancer treatments? Have they had any radiation? Anything like that. And then after you've sorted out any major problems there, then you say, let's do a semen analysis. And that's done right there in the office. Is that how that works? Do you set up a time and they come back, or is it done right then and there? How does that work?
Yeah, we do it by appointment. Many times we'll try to schedule a semen analysis at the time of the initial consultation just for convenience sake, and also so we can get those answers right away. It's not so simple as just the husband or the male showing up at your office to produce a sample. It needs to be collected and processed with a certain period of time. And so those are scheduled throughout the day.
Are men skeptical when they walk in the door? Are there a lot of men that are skeptical?
No, I'd say not. I think the public is very well educated about infertility testing and treatment. So I think most men are prepared for that.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've had my practice for 8 years. I've been a practicing reproductive endocrinologist for 20 years now. So, yeah, it's been some time.
So you've 20 years, two decades. Have you seen a difference just by better awareness?
I would say yes.
And maybe we're more open to talking about sexual issues than we would have been 20 years ago even?
I think infertility testing and treatment is definitely talked about more. I appreciate some of the people in the media that have brought this up as a topic. So I think that, for instance, treatments such as in vitro fertilization are no longer thought of as experimental, you know, but they're very commonplace, very well accepted and successful treatments.
We're going to continue our discussion here after our break. We have a break coming up here in a moment. But when we get back, we're going to focus on that question about the boxers. I know that people get a kick out of that. I got an email this week asking specifically about the boxers, and are they going to help with fertility? So we'll have that discussion in a moment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Doctor's Orders, and I'm Dr. Kim.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
I'm Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders Radio Show. Obamacare is the law of the land. Recent articles suggest this bill will be repealed or not fully funded. However, the real problem is the bill is already being implemented, one step at a time. As a consumer of healthcare, you should be concerned. In my new book, Misdiagnosis, I explain what this piece of legislation will mean to you and to your family in the very near future. Visit drkip.com today to get your copy. Trust me, your life may depend on it. Those are your doctor's orders.
Peter Herrick was a 34-year-old carpenter when he joined the Navy Reserve. Peter's wife, Diana.
They were deployed to build schools and bases and to assist the Marines.
When the mortar round hit, I was completely knocked out. I didn't wake up until 6 days later.
Paralyzed veteran, senior National Service Officer Raymond Bruce.
I saw Pete when he was at his worst. He didn't know if he was going to live to be able to see his daughter graduate from high school.
Raymond knew that I needed help figuring out where do we go from here.
We not only represent the veteran, but we represent the whole family.
11 months we stayed in the hospital down in Tampa.
We advocate, we educate, and we process claims through the VA, and we follow that claim from the beginning to the end.
Without Paralyzed Veterans of America, I really honestly believe I'd still be in the hospital.
You can help our paralyzed veterans. To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders and owner of Rejuvenate Medical Spa. Why not start off the year right and enhance your appearance at Rejuvenate Medical Spa? You'll benefit from the expertise of highly trained medical professionals in a physician-monitored setting. Come try out some of our services, like microdermabrasion, Botox injections, and dermal fillers, just to name a few. And husbands, if you're looking for that perfect gift for your wife, present her with a Rejuvenate gift card. Schedule your appointment now at 785-783-8559.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
Purchasing a car can be stressful and time-consuming. With dealerships on every corner and access to thousands of dealers and cars online, finding the right dealer isn't always easy. With Roberts Chevrolet and Buick, you can quickly and easily take control of your car buying experience, no matter where you are. Simply log on to robertsautoplaza.com to find your next Chevy or Buick. And remember, Chevy runs deep.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Doctor's Orders. Once again, here's Dr. Kip.
Welcome back. We're talking about male infertility today. Now, I received an email this week. Last week I mentioned that we would have Dr. Gelbach on, and I said we'll be talking about infertility. And Dan has been on the show before, and we've already had this discussion, but maybe we didn't have it in the depth that we should have, because I think it's very possible this is the same listener. But I want to answer, you know, I like to be true to our listeners and try to answer the questions that come up as they come up. Here's the question. Men have been convinced that boxers will help them be more fertile or increase their sperm count. And then the listener says, this is for those who are Seinfeld fans. So this is from the sitcom Seinfeld. Kramer believed that boxers aided men in being more potent and more virile. Was he correct? I've even found a site where I can purchase Cosmo Kramer boxers, and I want to know if this will work. I'd like to get myself a pair of these boxers. So from a medical perspective, should I order these boxers? And that's the question. So there you go, Dan. That's for you.
Well, I think it's a great marketing tool, but I'd have to say I don't think choice underwear makes a difference. And that's been touted for many, many years. The reason behind that is that we know that extremes of heat can affect sperm production. And men who work in foundries, men who are roofers, you know, who are exposed to high temperatures on a frequent basis, it sure can affect sperm counts. Underwear clearly does not. And there have been a number of studies that have been done that show it does not matter the type of underwear that's worn, it will not affect sperm counts.
So really we're busting a myth there. The myth is that if you wear boxers or no underwear and the temperature is cooler, then you're going to have a higher sperm count.
That's correct.
And it's a myth.
That's purely a myth.
So there haven't been any double-blinded studies where they put people in boxers and put people in briefs and said, okay, let's check the sperm count?
Well, the studies they did, I mean, they used a type of thermometer that could be worn attached to the scrotum, and then they compared temperature readings over 24-hour time periods depending on the type of underwear, and they found no significant differences there.
Now, what about just going off, taking this same discussion about the temperature, I've read that there's a difference in sperm count based on the time of collection of a semen analysis or the time of ejaculation. Now, is there any truth to that? Is that a myth?
No, that's not a myth. We usually recommend at least 2 or 3 days abstinence before semen analysis. And the reason is too frequent ejaculation could result in a decreased sperm count. Same thing, if there are long periods of abstinence, more than a week, that sometimes can affect either the sperm count or motility.
So the testes produce the sperm, the spermatozoa, it gets stored, and it gets you get a large storage of sperm ready to be released, and it's waiting to be released. But if you go too frequently, you're not going to have that sperm in storage.
That's basically correct.
Okay, lay terms, that's the way to look at it. Okay, now what are the most common causes of male infertility? And then what are the treatments for those?
Sure. Of the ones that are identifiable, one of the more common is presence of a varicocele. A varicocele is a dilated vein that surrounds the spermatic cord, and it is not an uncommon finding. In fact, about 15% of fertile men may have a varicocele, which may not affect their sperm count. But surgery can correct large varicoceles. Surgery doesn't always improve sperm counts, and there's some controversy about whether those things, such as a varicocele, should be repaired surgically or not. Other causes of male infertility could be, again, exposure to medication. If they'd been through chemotherapy or radiation treatment, that can definitely affect sperm counts. Men who don't produce FSH and LH from their pituitary. They may not be producing testosterone because they're not getting the right signals from the brain. And a small subset of these people could respond to fertility drugs like Clomid. However, the greatest cause of male infertility usually is unknown. It is just a problem with the machinery that's producing the sperm.
Now, I have another email that I received, and it's pretty pointed, I think, and the person does not identify themselves, but they go out on a limb. They call themselves Anonymous in Lawrence. Here's the question. I thought this was an exceptional question, and there's a lot of things we could discuss when you hear this question. So here's the question. My wife wants kids. It's not that important to me one way or another. So I did what she asked. I jumped through some hoops and found out basically I'm sterile. All this has done for me has made me feel like less of a man. The doctor even called me a fertile eunuch with hypogonadism. Now, for lay terms, if anyone doesn't know what the hypogonadism is, that's smaller genitalia or smaller testicles. And so then he says, we've always had some difficulty in the bedroom. I keep hearing about low T, low testosterone. Should I be exploring this, or will it just make me feel even worse when I don't get any better? Now, the things that I think to talk about is low T. You know, we hear this on the news. You hear it on the radio all the time. There's all types of commercials for low testosterone. So I think we should at least discuss that a little bit. Secondly, I think for doctors, we need to be reminded that people hear every word we say, and we have to be careful of how we couch things. Saying someone is a fertile eunuch or that they have hypogonadism sticks with a person and can be extremely detrimental to a person's psyche.
And it's unfortunate it was presented to that person in that way, because it is a medical condition and he probably needs treatment and would benefit from testosterone replacement. If the body isn't producing a hormone that is necessary, then it's important that it should be given in some fashion. What we see in the media, though, is that every man who is tired or doesn't have the same interest in sexual activity as he did years ago now they're trying to promote testosterone treatment for all of them. And what most men and even some physicians don't recognize is that testosterone is actually a form of male contraception. And it's been studied as a male contraceptive pill. It's not reliable enough to act as a birth control pill, but testosterone can lower sperm counts, and sometimes to a great degree. In fact, I have one couple who recently conceived. When he first came in, he was on a testosterone gel. He had a zero sperm count. We took him off of that. Within 4 months, he had a normal sperm count. 3 months later, they were pregnant.
Amazing. So if the, like this particular text message or email, the gentleman has already been confirmed sterile, probably. But you're saying maybe that's even could be wrong, potentially, if he's been on. Well, he's asking the question about low testosterone, so he hasn't been on testosterone. So he's probably accurate, probably is sterile. If he is, this isn't going to help at all. But the testosterone has some purpose, and the purpose would be to help impotence or to help with better sexual function. Am I correct on all that?
That's correct. Also, energy level.
So we have to know why we're using testosterone for the treatment.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, do you... what would you say to this guy if he was sitting right here?
Well, number one, I would say it's never a definition of blame. When we evaluate couples for infertility, it's to find the cause. It's not to say that it's because of you. In that case, there may be other options they want to explore, treatment with donor insemination. This gentleman, maybe he would be a candidate for some other form of treatment. I forget where we were going with this, Kip, beyond that.
Well, I'm just wondering if there were several things in that whole email that raised some questions. One was, should he consider the low testosterone for more function in the bedroom? The second thing, we don't know his history. We don't have his chart in front of us, so we don't know whether he truly is sterile and has he had the appropriate workup to be sure of that. Did they ever make a mistake with that?
I wouldn't say a mistake, but I think getting the correct diagnosis is important. And too many times people are labeled sterile when really there's a chance to recover sperm, sometimes by doing biopsies of the testicle. In fact, we have a number of men where even though their sperm counts are very low or zero, we can recover enough sperm for them to get pregnant through procedures such as
insemination. Okay. Well, we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Doctor's Orders. We'll continue our discussion about infertility. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
With a full staff and 3 professional auto auctioneers with a combined 70 years of experience, both Hyatt Auction Services and Hyatt Motors can take care of all your auction and vehicle needs. Hyatt Auction Services specializes in real estate and combined estate auctions, while Hyatt Motors can locate your next car as they view several thousand cars a week in multiple states. They will even be providing financing soon. Call Boyd at 816-386-2361. That's 816-386-2361 or online at HyattAuctionService.com. Quality service, great rates.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Have you ever been hesitant to ask your doctor or your healthcare professional a question or to get their opinion about a pertinent or pressing medical issue? Now's your chance. Give Dr. Kip a call. Ask your question, provide your comments, or suggest the next topic you'd like to hear on Doctor's Orders. Who knows, you might even be the next guest. Call toll-free at 855-2-DR-KIP. That's 855-237-5477.
Malnutrition claims the lives of an estimated 3.5 million children every year. That's one every 6 seconds. Many families struggle to survive on what amounts to nothing more than bread and water. But this condition is both preventable and treatable. Starve for Attention is the latest global malnutrition campaign launched by Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, also known as MSF. Created in 1971, MSF now provides aid to people in more than 70 countries. To highlight the world's malnutrition hotspots, MSF, with support from LG Electronics, collaborated with the photo agency Seven to produce a series of groundbreaking documentaries. To raise awareness, they will be shown around the globe on LG Infinia TVs. To watch the series online anytime and to learn how you can join MSF and LG Electronics in the fight, visit starvedforattention.org and lg.com. A public service message from Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, with the support of LG.
Hi, this is Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders and owner of Rejuvenate Medical Spa. Why not start off the year right and enhance your appearance at Rejuvenate Medical Spa? You'll benefit from the expertise of highly trained medical professionals in a physician-monitored setting. Come try out some of our services, like microdermabrasion, Botox injections, and dermal fillers, just to name a few. And husbands, if you're looking for that perfect gift for your wife, present her with a Rejuvenate gift card. Schedule your appointment now at 785-783-8559.
Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
Let's face it, how many of us really take the time to learn about our financial situation?
How many of us really understand it?
But living's not free.
Vacations, shopping,
college,
a new car,
braces, saving for retirement,
or buying a home,
losing your job,
a sudden illness or injury.
Are you prepared?
Do you have a plan?
Who can you trust?
You can trust the NFCC, the nation's largest and longest-serving nonprofit network of credit counseling and financial education organizations. Our certified community-based professionals can help you acquire financial skills and give you the tools to meet financial challenges with confidence so that when life offers you an opportunity or throws you a curve, you will be better prepared to make the right choices.
It's your money.
Get smart about it. Look for an NFCC member today.
Call 800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Purchasing a car can be stressful and time-consuming. With dealerships on every corner and access to thousands of dealers and cars online, finding the right dealer isn't always easy. With Roberts Chevrolet and Buick, you can quickly and easily take control of your car buying experience, no matter where you are. Simply log on to robertsautoplaza.com to find your next Chevy or Buick. And remember, Chevy runs deep.
What if your son or your husband,
your brother, came back from the service with a spinal cord injury?
Paralyzed Veterans of America helps our veterans secure their benefits. You can help. Visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
With a full staff and three professional auto auctioneers with a combined 70 years of experience, both Hyatt Auction Services and Hyatt Motors can take care of all your auction and vehicle needs. Hyatt Auction Services specializes in real estate and combined estate auctions, while Hyatt Motors can locate your next car as they view several thousand cars a week in multiple states. They will even be providing financing soon. Call Boyd at 816-386-2361. That's 816-386-2361 or online at HyattAuctionService.com. Quality service, great rates.
It's the Doctor's Orders Program with Dr. Kip Van Camp.
Welcome back. Today we're talking with Dr. Dan Gelbach. And Dan is a, he went to the military academy at West Point. Just a recap of his credentials, which are stellar. He then went to medical school at the University of Kansas and did his OBGYN residency with the military down in Texas, El Paso, and then went to Johns Hopkins for a fellowship in endocrinology, reproductive infertility medicine. Now, we've talked about low testosterone, and just from a philosophical standpoint, it seems to me that the media or the ads that I hear on the radio, things I read in the newspaper, things I see on television, even suggest that one size fits all and that anybody who may be any male who's over 50, who may be feeling somewhat fatigued or run down, maybe they're not as virile as they once were, that they need testosterone. And it's almost become a one size fits all type of process. Do you see it that way? Have you felt the same way when you watch those commercials or heard that? And has that ever crossed your mind? And then what do you do? Do you actually have ways to find out if people have low testosterone?
Sure. Yeah, I definitely see those commercials, and I think it's a part of the move where pharmaceutical companies pitch their medications directly to the public. It is true that some men suffer from low testosterone or testosterone deficiency, and they would benefit from testosterone replacement. But what the ads don't always say and what people don't recognize is that testosterone can make it harder to conceive. It can lower sperm counts And for men who are trying to get pregnant, if they're on a testosterone replacement, the first thing we need to do is take them off of it.
So the key here is why you're looking for testosterone replacement. If it's for infertility issues, testosterone is the wrong thing. You don't want testosterone replacement. If it's for other reasons, you're probably not the guy who's going to deal with that because you're an infertility specialist.
That's correct.
You're going to refer them back to either the urologist or to the primary care.
Right. We have medications that can sometimes raise testosterone levels in the male, and that will help his sperm count, but giving testosterone is only going to lower it.
Now, I reviewed your credentials, and I wanted to, in case someone just tuned in and they didn't know what we were talking about today, we're talking about infertility, and you've been on the show before, and we've talked about infertility in women and the issues that women face with infertility. We've then today decided we would talk about the issues of infertility in men and when does it become the male's problem. And what I had read is approximately 40% of the time it's actually a male issue rather than a female issue. Now, this is our shortest segment of the show, and I want to ask this question. It's an extremely long question, so we'll see if we can get through the question. We may have to carry over the discussion after the break, but here's the question. And I've wondered this myself. The gentleman's name who emails me, his name is Dan, just like you. He says, my wife is 35 and he's 38. They've been married 7 years. For two years ago, they decided to get some medical advice on getting pregnant. They had been unable to conceive, nothing, no miscarriages, no nothing, no pregnancies. They talked to their PCP who referred them to an OBGYN, and the OBGYN dealt with fertility issues. So for 2 years, they tried everything that the OBGYN told them to do. The person says he did a semen analysis at the beginning, says his wife was started on Clomid, and they followed a basal body temperature chart as well as several ovulation kits. They started reading that there may be a significant difference. This is what he says. I started reading that there may be a significant difference in the level of treatment that a general OBGYN provides versus a fellowship-trained infertility specialist. Are we wrong? Are we at the wrong doctor? Should we be seeing a true subspecialist here? He says, I'm not trying to throw stones at our doctor. He's a compassionate man who appears to be a qualified general obstetrician. But now I'm not sure he's up on all the latest infertility issues. What are your thoughts? And then my thoughts before you answer this, I know you won't want to throw stones at your competing specialists and your colleagues, but they bring up a great point. Do people always go to the right doctor? And sometimes we're at the wrong doctor and don't have the right diagnosis or the right treatment options available. So what are your thoughts on that, if you can answer that in a short period of time? And if not, we'll carry it through the break.
Okay. All obstetrician gynecologists are trained in the basics of infertility testing. And I think that's a very helpful thing because, again, there are probably 28,000 OBGYNs in the United States compared to 500 or 600 reproductive endocrinologists. But once you get beyond the basic testing, especially if age or time is a factor, here's a woman who's 35, you know, her fertility is already compromised because of her age. And we're encouraging couples and physicians to refer them to the specialist sooner because age is such an important determinant of success in terms of getting pregnant. So I think the OBGYN is very good at doing some of the preliminary testing, but they should then refer the patient on sooner rather than later because the fertility specialist has gone on and done additional training and are able to offer the treatments that are going to be more successful for that couple.
And you don't want to waste any time under these circumstances.
Well, and time is so important in this situation. Even 6 months or a year makes a difference in chance of conceiving.
Well, we'll be right back. We'll finish our discussion here in a moment. You're listening to Doctor's Orders.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
With a full staff and 3 professional auto auctioneers with a combined 70 years of experience, both Hyatt Auction Services and Hyatt Motors can take care of all your auction and vehicle needs. Hyatt Auction Services specializes in real estate and combined estate auctions, while Hyatt Motors can locate your next car as they view several thousand cars a week in multiple states. They will even be providing financing soon. Call Boyd at 816-386-2361. That's 816-386-2361 or online at HyattAuctionService.com. Quality service, great rates.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
Purchasing a car can be stressful and time-consuming. With dealerships on every corner and access to thousands of dealers and cars online, finding the right dealer isn't always easy. With Roberts Chevrolet and Buick, you can quickly and easily take control of your car buying experience, no matter where you are. Simply log on to robertsautoplaza.com to find your next Chevy or Buick. And remember, Chevy runs deep.
For the millions living with COPD, breathing becomes a real struggle. COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You may have heard of it as chronic bronchitis or emphysema. Over time, you feel like you're breathing through a straw. It's the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S., and it took my grandmother. If you're over 35 and have ever smoked, you could be at risk. Good news is, you can improve your symptoms. I'm Danica Patrick, and I drive for COPD. Join the movement at driveforcopd.com. Take our screening questionnaire today and talk to your doctor.
I'm Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders Radio Show. Obamacare is the law of the land. Recent articles suggest this bill will be repealed or not fully funded. However, the real problem is the bill is already being implemented, one step at a time. As a consumer of healthcare, you should be concerned. In my new book, Misdiagnosis, I explain what this piece of legislation will mean to you and to your family in the very near future. Visit drkip.com today to get your copy. Trust me, your life may depend on it. Those are your doctor's orders.
Now, more doctor's orders with Dr. Kip Van Camp.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Dan Gelbuck. I'm Dr. Kip, and we're talking about male infertility issues. We had a case where there was an email I told you about, a gentleman who had been diagnosed as being sterile, and his wife wanted to have children. He was kind of on the fence. He said if he could have children, fine. If not, that's fine, too. But it sounds like it may have caused some stress in their marriage. Do you notice that? Do you see that with couples that come in? Do they have a lot of stress?
Well, I think infertility is a tremendous stress itself, and we offer counseling for people who need it. We try to decrease the amount of stress as they go through treatments. Treatments like IVF, where they're on fertility injections, going through procedures, can be very stressful. But at the same time, if they're able to stay with that treatment, it can help relieve their stress by eventually helping them get pregnant.
Some success.
Yeah.
What are your success rates?
Well, with in vitro, if for women under age 35, we've seen between 60 and 70% that conceive with a single try.
So 6 to 7 out of 10 are going to get pregnant.
That's correct.
That's pretty good. Now, what about if you had seen this gentleman yourself or you had had him referred to you, this gentleman who was described as sterile, there's still some options for a guy like that. Can you review some of those?
Usually, in a case like this, once I've done some of the preliminary sperm testing and laboratory testing, I'll refer them to a urologist who has had fellowship training in male infertility. Because the decision there, if the sperm count is zero, there are some men that may still be producing sperm that are present in the testicles and just not present in the ejaculate. And in some cases, testicular biopsy could recover enough sperm for us to do in vitro fertilization, because all we need is one sperm for each egg that we recover.
So you harvest an egg from the wife, you take the sperm, the healthiest sperm that you've recovered, and you literally inject it into the egg. Now it's a fertilized egg, and you implant that egg.
That's right. It's a procedure we called ICSI, which stands for intracytoplasmic sperm injection, which is way too long to say, so that's why we call it ICSI. It's probably the biggest advance in male fertility in the past 10 to 15 years, and it is used in, I would say, at least half of all IVF cases now.
You just answered my next question. I was going to ask you, are there any major breakthroughs in male infertility in the last decade?
Yeah.
But that's one of them. Are there any others?
I think we're better able to freeze and store not only sperm but also embryos and potentially eggs. I think we're increasing the usage of Clomid in some cases for male infertility. Also, some men do respond to fertility shots just like women do.
So this is not your father or mother's reproductive medical world today. It's changed?
It's changed dramatically. I think the great majority of people who come in to see a fertility specialist are going to be successful and have a baby.
We love acronyms in medicine. I'm amazed at how many acronyms we have. And ICSI's just one more to add to my list of acronyms. I didn't even know what ICSI was until today. So you always teach me something. I appreciate that. Now, here's something I'm curious about this myself. Let's say that a person has a low sperm count. You identify that. Is there any home remedy or any natural product or natural thing that they can do before going to medication?
I wouldn't say there's any home remedies, but we definitely focus on healthy lifestyles. So men should exercise, but not to extremes. They should avoid smoking. They should watch alcohol, caffeine intake. They need to be careful about exposures to heat. And even laptop computers have been shown to not only generate enough heat to affect sperm counts, but there may be some concern about the radiation associated with
them. So don't set your laptop on your lap?
It should be on the desk. Okay. That's right. They do make little lap tables that even have cooling fans just to keep it cool so it doesn't lower your sperm count.
Now, wait, did a reproductive subspecialist come up with that?
I have no idea who did that.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. Now, what about, okay, we're talking about healthy lifestyles. You just said that yourself. Is there anything that a person can do with healthy eating that will help fertility? Is there any food that's better?
You know, I wouldn't say specific diets. I think many men should be on a multivitamin and probably on an antioxidant as well, just for general
health. So supplementation does help in this case?
I think in some degrees.
How do you know what supplements? You said antioxidants. You said a multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with this because we've had guests come on and talk about supplementation. And the one thing I've taken away is one size does not fit all. And yet, the easiest approach is a gestalt one-size-fits-all because it's hard to – is there an assay you can do? Is there a medical assay you can say, okay, you're deficient in vitamin D or you're deficient in this and you need more of that?
I don't believe we have that information available. I don't think we know specific vitamin deficiencies. Zinc and folic acid are two supplements that do seem to help in some cases of low sperm counts.
Okay, very good. Now, the we're almost up against our next break, and I was thinking about the case of the we haven't talked about this yet. We talked about it on the break, so we may have to carry this over, but we'll have to get a short answer on this. The person who wants to have a vasectomy, a reversal of the vasectomy, how successful will the reversal be? Is there any advice you can give to that couple who's looking to have a reversed vasectomy?
The success of the reversal depends mostly on how long he's had the vasectomy. If it's been less than 3 years, success rates are very high. If it's been more than 10 or 15 years, pregnancy rates are going to be fairly low. And for many couples, we offer them in vitro fertilization because for the men, they can have a local biopsy performed in the IVF procedure room and be able to take a small biopsy from the testicle and retrieve enough sperm to use for the IVF procedure.
Which is probably a lot cheaper than going with the reversed vasectomy. I mean, I know that's a microsurgery, and I have read that it can be fairly expensive.
I would guess it would be less expensive than having a vasectomy reversal.
Well, and this leads us to cost. What about cost on all these things we're talking about? I know one of the reasons people cringe when they think about having fertility problems or infertility problems is because of the cost associated with it. Insurance doesn't usually cover a lot of this. Is that true?
I would say the majority of people don't have full coverage for things like IVF, but many people have at least diagnostic testing or a part of an IVF cycle may be covered in terms of their monitoring or testing or even medications. It's unfortunate that insurance doesn't help more people because in many couples, treatments like that would definitely be a safer, more effective treatment than other things that are being used that cost less money or that may be covered. So the answer of is it expensive? Yeah, unfortunately it is just because of the process and the medications. But it in many cases, it can be performed and financed successfully.
Well, we'll finish up our discussion here on our final segment of our show. You're listening to Doctor's Orders, and we'll continue this discussion of reproductive medicine. We'll be right back in a moment.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. 1-800-FED-INFO, the official source for all government information. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information, next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, call 1-800-FED-INFO. Who knows? Money-saving tips today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow.
Hi, this is Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders and owner of Rejuvenate Medical Spa. Why not start off the year right and enhance your appearance at Rejuvenate Medical Spa? You'll benefit from the expertise of highly trained medical professionals in a physician-monitored setting. Come try out some of our services, like microdermabrasion, Botox injections, and dermal fillers, just to name a few. And husbands, if you're looking for that perfect gift for your wife, present her with a Rejuvenate gift card. Schedule your appointment now at 785-783-8559.
At 23, Lance Gieselman's back was broken, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down and his left leg amputated.
I enlisted in the United States Army, went to Iraq in 2003.
Lance's tank was completely destroyed when it was hit by an improvised explosive device.
I was a homeless survivor.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is an independent organization dedicated to ensuring our injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned and need. Paralyzed Veterans Senior National Service Officer Anthony Steele.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to serve our veterans.
The PVA, from the very beginning of my injury, has always been there for me. If I was having problems with the VA, they were always there to step in.
Injured veterans like Lance will continue to need medical care and services for the rest of their lives, and Paralyzed Veterans will be there to help. If you would like to help our veterans, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders Radio Show. Obamacare is the law of the land. Recent articles suggest this bill will be repealed or not fully funded. However, the real problem is the bill is already being implemented, one step at a time. As a consumer of healthcare, you should be concerned. In my new book, Misdiagnosis, I explain what this piece of legislation will mean to you and to your family in the very near future. Visit drkip.com today to get your copy. Trust me, your life may depend on it. Those are your doctor's orders.
Hey everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney. I'm such a big fan of America's national parks. There's nothing better than the mountains, the lakes, the oceans, which is what makes protecting these historical national treasures so important. Please join me in the National Parks Conservation Association in making sure the seashores, mountain ranges, and lakes will be around for future generations to enjoy. For more information, log on to preservetheparks.com.
You're listening to Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip.
Welcome back. Welcome to the final segment of our show. We're talking with Dr. Dan Gelbach, and we've been talking about reproductive medicine today and infertility issues in men. Now, Dan, you're in the Kansas City area. Last time we talked, you were opening up a new practice. How's that going for you? How's the new practice? Is it busy? Tell me about that.
Great. Yeah, we opened a second office up in the north part of Kansas City, and we've been wonderfully busy up there. There is a large group of patients who just haven't sought care before, and we're in their backyard, and it's been a great thing for our practice just to expand like that.
You're in private practice. Do you have any fears about the Obama plan or the PVACA? Do you have any concerns?
I think I share the same concerns that all Americans face with changes in health care. I'd like to see it be equitable. I'd like to be affordable. I still want to provide the same level of care that everyone deserves.
Well, and don't doctors as a rule, I mean, there's always a bad apple somewhere, but as a rule, don't doctors say they just want to practice medicine? That's what they're trained to do, and that's what they want to do. And they don't worry about the monetary side of it.
That's what I'd like to do, but as a practice owner, I have to worry about all of the other parts of it, too.
So there's a lot to it.
Oh,
employees to making sure that you meet all the regulations.
It's any time there's government oversight, there's a lot more cost and complicity.
Has it changed? Have you seen a big difference coming out of the military ranks and the military practice of medicine to the private sector? Have you seen any Is it different? Is it a significant change?
It's different from the standpoint of more of the financial cost to patients. In the military, it was you work as hard as you can and you could provide whatever level that you could. Here, it depends a lot on insurance and costs of the things that we do.
Now, thanks again for teaching me another acronym, and I got to make sure I have it right. It's ICSI?
Correct.
And it stands for?
It stands for intracytoplasmic sperm injection. It means that we inject a sperm directly into an egg to help it fertilize.
So there are anyone out there who's any couple that's experienced infertility issues, they need to have some confidence that there are plenty of options now out there for them.
Well, there are many options. And even the gentleman that we'd referred to earlier that was called sterile, yep, you know, may not be sterile. There may be options that would help that couple conceive.
Dan, any final thing you'd like to say?
You know, I've been very successful, and I owe a lot to my office staff. I think they do a wonderful job from all aspects of my practice. And I think, again, that for couples who are facing infertility, they need to be evaluated. They need to see a specialist at the right time, and we're happy to provide that.
Dan, it's been great having you back on the show, and we'll get you back again, and we'll find another area of infertility or reproductive medicine to discuss further. So thanks again. I wanted to tell you about next week's show and give you an update. Do any of you have children who participate in sports? Every year we hear about some young athlete who has died at practice. We read about that young, healthy person who had an undetected underlying heart condition or congenital variant. And we haven't always known how to deal with these cases. What's the best means of detecting an underlying problem? We mandate that all athletes undergo a physical exam before participation, but this doesn't include an echocardiogram. So here's the question. Should our pre-sports exams include echocardiograms? Should all athletes have a baseline imaging study of their heart? And if we conclude that they should, who's going to pay for this? So next week we'll be engaging in this discussion with Eric Schroeder. Eric's a man who has made this topic his professional focus. So if your children are athletes, make sure you tune into Doctor's Orders next week. You won't want to miss getting this advice, whether your children should have an echocardiogram. Until next week, for all you parents and you aspiring parents, remember, as parents, you never stand so tall as when you stoop to help your children. So be sure you stoop down and offer your child assistance this week. I'm Dr. Kip, and those are your doctor's orders.
This has been Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip Van Camp. Please understand what we talk about on this show is only for your education and entertainment. Please consult with your physician before moving forward with any ideas discussed on our show. And please join us again next week for more Doctor's Orders.